Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marv Steele. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steele fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Buford steals second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Steele catches it and throws to second to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Blair moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards short. Steele reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Martin reaches second base with a double. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-1 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steele for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer steps on third for 1, throws to second for 2, and onto first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-2 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Buzzard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phoebus hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-3 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Martin strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Marv Steele. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Bob Locker. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.